Well, good morning, everyone. Liz still got you, correct?
Yep.
There we go. Okay, just want to make sure.
I hope so.
I kept hearing all these buttons being pressed, and I'm going, oh, my goodness, let's not go there. You know, when you host a call like Saturday AM Live, you want to have a little bit of control, and yet that control can be stripped right from your fingertips when you start hearing buttons being pressed, because the tones are what these conference call lines react to. So
right.
On that note, you didn't push any buttons, so we're all good. And
well, I pushed star 6, and I came back on, I have to say. So,
you just took control yourself, because that's the type of person you are?
Oh, it kind of is. But let me ask to do one more thing. I want to get this phone off my ear and go to speaker. But if you have any problem, I'll put it back. Okay?
All right. That sounds good. Let's give it a shot and see what happens. And while you're doing that, Liz Coker has been a friend of the Rogers family for, oh my goodness, about a decade now. And I met Liz via my parents, Denny and Shaw Rogers, and they did, from the first time they met her, it was like Dad had met the Queen of England or something. I mean, but via Texas, and the Texas version, and he just was talking nonstop. Oh, you gotta see what Liz and Andy are doing on their property. Yeah. And we're like, okay, enough already. Okay, you know, we're all human. Nobody has reached godhood yet or goddesshood. And when I met Liz, I understood. And if any of you ever have the opportunity to spend time with Liz and her husband Andy, especially in their home, like I did a few weeks ago, you'll understand. So, Liz, I hope I'm not laying it on too thick, but
it's hard, Vance.
Yeah. But what you and Andy are doing, the lifestyle that you're living, really are the epitome of the five pillars of health, balance. Mary Dean talked a little bit about that last week, how that was the attraction to her for Niken. Take us back, though. I put people into two categories in Niken. They're either part of the 91% or they're part of the 9%. And that means that most of us get introduced to Niken because of a product experience, either ourselves or something we saw or experienced in somebody else, a loved one or somebody at a meeting or something like that, and it just caught our attention. What did it for you? How did Niken come into Liz and Andy's life?
The product.
Uh-huh.
I had been in a major car accident in 1984 and had a back issue that was associated with that. And in 2002, I had an electronics firm for 29 years. And in 2002, we were having our first layoff because everything that we did was military and medical. And the military converted funds from military to Homeland Security. And we were half the size by the end of 2002 that we were in 2001. So I was having my first layoff, and I was hurting so bad I wanted to cry because of the tension and going through what I was going through. And Joe Hickton came in and told me a little bit about Niken. And he knew that I had the issue with my back. And he threw a demo pad down on the floor and did a rollout on me. And I got up in there with zero pain for the first time in 18 years. I got excited.
Now, those results, as you see on the commercials or you see on the magazine ads, these results are not typical. Okay, we can say they seem to happen about 99.9% of the time. We call them coincidences, but in no way is Liz saying that if you get a rollout from somebody the likes of Joe Hickton, you're not going to get up and say, I'm pain-free for the first time in 18 years. That could happen, and it's highly likely.
Well, it could happen the way I did when I gave one lady a rollout. She got up and left the house all of a sudden, and I didn't know what was going on, and she went up to HEB and parked and threw up because she was detoxing. But fortunately, she knew what was happening, and became one of Ken and Byra's number one distributors for a while and customer now. But anyway, it can happen both ways.
And that got your attention, and you said that car accident was back in what year again?
84.
1984, so the year that my brother graduated from high school, the year that Top Gun with Tom Cruise was the blockbuster hit. Little trivia information for folks.
Right.
This stuff just, it rolls around in my brain. That little hamster is on overdrive and has been since, you know, Dark 30 this morning. Liz, having an experience like that, because my father had a back experience like that after 19 years after surgery, still in agony every day. What did that do for, I mean, your background as a owner and operator of a very, very successful corporation, a business, what went through your head? I mean, again, because most people don't jump into Nikan from the business side, it's because of a product experience. What happened at that point?
One of the things, I had been in network marketing before, and I've always been a believer in network marketing. I was in home interiors for several years, working at Texas Instruments and doing home interiors, and I loved it. But I had to make a decision. I reached the point where I had to make a decision what I was going to do, so I ended up going out to California and helping start a company like my company. But I told Joe, when he told me about the product, I said, Joe, if the product is half as good as you say it is, I will use it. I am not doing the business. And he said, Liz, you know I'll never ask you to do anything you don't want to do. And he didn't. But I did the business.
And you've been doing the business ever since. You actually have become one of the... I don't like the phrase or the saying top achievers, but you've been in the limelight here in North America because just doing what you naturally do and talking to people and inviting them to take a look. I was thinking about this last night, Liz, because there's a difference, and there's one word that separates those who do and those who don't in this type of industry, and that word is passion. When you introduce somebody to Nikan, there's a passion there, and then there's also the knowledge that this company will deliver what you say it will deliver because they keep doing it after 40 years. And again, 91% of the time, it's that product experience. When you sold your company a few years ago, and I won't say you're not a teenager because you definitely have the teenager energy most times. But there was something that I observed while staying with you and Andy in your home, and that is you live the life you teach or you preach. I think part of that came from your good friend Ed Foreman, but getting up every day and having an option. And again, when I didn't get to meet Ed, but I got to hear him via cassette tape back in May of 1989. I had just returned from living overseas, and I was at a restaurant convention in Chicago, Illinois, and my parents got to hear him and meet him, and they bought a two set of his cassettes. We're dating ourselves. But how to make every day a terrific day. That message changed my life. How has that changed your life?
Oh, it has definitely changed. If you've been around me any, you know that I can't say anything except that I am terrific. I really cannot do it. And in 1992, I was named the Business Person of the Year for the state of Texas. And in 90, well, a lot of companies wanted me to come in and speak then. So in 94, I was down in Houston speaking to a company called Wallace for their Vendors Day. And I did my speech. I did the goose story. I don't know if you've ever heard it. I think you have.
I may have, but share it with the group, can you?
Oh, it's too long.
Oh.
It really is.
Okay.
You can't give a brief synopsis of it.
Okay, well, we'll save it for another time then.
Right. And after I finished that, this guy came over and sat down beside me and told me what a wonderful job that I had done. And I thanked him, thinking it was an officer of the company. And then lunch came along, and he got up and spoke. And and I said, oh, thank you, Lord, for letting me go before him. I was blown away. He was down on the floor kicking, wearing a suit and tie, and I had just never seen anything like it. And when he got through, he came back over and sat down, and he told me about the successful life course that they taught in Kerrville every month, and it's a 3-day course. And he invited me over, and he said, I think you and my partner will really hit it off. That's Earlene Vining. And I went over the next month, and I was hooked. I put all of our managers through it. I went every month. And we went to Lake Louise in Canada once a year. Every May, we went to Lake Louise. And I actually got to where I could have taught the course. I did fill in for Earlene 2 or 3 times. But anyway, the thing that hit me the most is the importance of how you wake up in the morning. And I wake up, the first thing I do, well, I brag for 14 years about my husband bringing me my coffee in bed, and he does, every morning, in a mug. I raise up and I do my Bible study and have my prayer time. And then I'm up, and the next thing I do is make my VitaBalance shake. And I always start my morning. Even when we travel, we take our blenders with us, and we have our shakes on the road. That's just the way we start our day. And I don't care what has happened. And you know that a couple of things have happened recently, like a large real estate deal falling through and that type thing.
And then on a personal note, what your daughter went through, and that I saw you. I watched you on the phone, and the questions that come up with the medical procedure of a diagnosis, that causes stress in the body. And what you're saying, what I hear you saying, Liz, is that when we start our day and put the fundamental things to practice, the absolute core of the spiritual, the emotional, and then the physical, it literally has a way of washing it away. I think that's about the direction you're going without putting words in your mouth.
Right, it is. You know, you just automatically go into a prayer when that type of thing happens. And you simply say, Lord, it's in your hands. And you continue to be terrific.
Mm-hmm.
I have a shirt that I wear a lot that I bought at its meetings, and it says life is terrific across the back, and then it's got terrific across the front. And when you ask me how I'm doing, that's the only way I can answer. It's the only way that comes out. It stresses so much that you don't say fine.
No, I think it's fine, how are you?
Fine, how are you? Right. You're right. It is. And it's just something that has changed my life so much. And then add Neken to it. And there's not a day that I don't wear my insoles. There's not a day that I don't have my back flexed in. And I'll share my age. I'll be 80 next month.
Mm.
And I have as much energy or more than I did when I was 60.
I want to, okay, now you said 60, so I want to make sure people understand. You did not say I'll be 18 next month. You said I'll be 80, as in 80.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. I did. And I have lots of energy. I've already had, now in my shake every morning, I put the 10-4 in it. I put my Tiaga, my progesterol. It's a cocktail. But I'll have energy all day. And I just love it. I've been out weeding the flower beds this morning. I'm having a wedding here on Friday, so the yard has to look nice. So
for folks, I wish I could. I will get it to Steve Crowfoot, and he can post the sunset shot that I took standing just right by your front door with the American flag and overlooking the hills of Central Texas, right? Is that where Austin is considered?
Right. We're at Bastrop.
Yeah, Bastrop, which is just outside of Austin.
Right.
And absolutely breathtaking. I mean, we get some amazing sunsets here sitting on our porch living in the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area, but I'll tell you, ooh, I was torn, Liz. Man, it was breathtaking. Going back to Ed Forman, I want people to understand how to make every day a terrific day. You can Google it. You can go on YouTube. You can meet the man. Watch that presentation. Again, it's how to make every day a terrific day. You can order a copy. It's a freebie, CD or not cassette anymore. We don't want to date ourselves.
Oh.
But that message, when you get it, I have a burned copy CD that I made from cassette, and I have given that away to so many people and say, hey, listen to this, and then listen to it a dozen more times.
At least. I should listen to them.
You know, and here's the thing is I got exposed to that at a time in my life that I was I just didn't know what I was going to do. I've been living overseas, thought I was going to be a missionary all my life, and I came back to the States and got exposed to that teaching. And I had grown up with that a little bit, but not to that extent. And Liz, if you're, you know, about to turn 80 and all the different business dealings that you've been a part of, and that you still have time, or you make time to interweave Nikan right into that, what is that driving force that causes you to say, you know, hey, look, all the other things I could do to fill my time, what keeps you focused on Nikan?
I want people to have and feel what I felt. I don't know if you have seen are you on my Facebook?
I am not right now, but I can be.
No, I'm regularly.
I don't have a license to drive Facebook yet. My wife and teenage daughters are still teaching me. I'm going through the driver's ed course of Facebook.
Well, I heard a guy say last month, Edward, said, if you, and he was anti-social media for a long time, but he's fully on board now. And he says, if you can't do social media, hire someone to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've done. Miguel, who lives here now, is paying for his rent by doing my social media for him. And he did an incredible video. I've got, it's been up 2 days, and I've gotten over 100 hits on it. And with my great grandkids up here grabbing their shakes. Now they come through the door wanting a shake.
And is there a special way you make it for them that makes it so attractive?
Well, it's the chocolate shake, and then I make it with chocolate almond milk, and that's all it is. I make it a smoothie.
Well, you are in Texas, and of course you've had, what, how many days of triple digits? So you kind of want to make it cold.
Right. I make it cold. But they come through the door asking for a shake every time they're up here. And so we just took that and turned it into a funny video. And me making the shakes and pouring it up and them coming up and grabbing it and that type of thing. But anyway, you've got to go on and get on my Facebook and ask to be my friend, and I'll friend you. So,
okay, and it's Liz Coker, C-O-K-E-R.
Right.
Okay, because the only reason I'm making a big deal of that because 2 weeks in a row now I've misspelled name. And Liz, I want to caution people because so often we hear somebody like you saying, oh, and then all of a sudden we get frustrated really quick because we just can't make it work. I know you. I watched you operate with a server at a restaurant who later came back to Dad, yourself, and myself, and with tears in her eyes thanked us for the conversation that we had with her. Yes, it was about Nikan, but it was more versus the product. She was young, and we didn't see or hear about a physical need other than being on her feet. But I watched you. It's not all about social media.
No, it's not. I'm just getting on board with social media, and I have built a pretty good organization and lost them two or three times. So it's just doing it over and over again. And I don't think I know that no one in my organization has joined because of social media. And I'm just getting on board because I feel that it's another tool that is the younger people, that's the only way they communicate.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, just as it was when I got started in my 20s, the younger people that I talked to, they had some of the same objections that I see younger people say. Well, I really don't have a physical need. Oh, sure, I'd love to have more energy, but, you know, blah, 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 all that costs too much. I mean, all the same excuses. And yet today, still, our target market are people exactly like yourself that say, I hurt so bad I wanted to cry, and after 18 years, I was in zero pain. Those are your words, okay? You're
right.
Not making a difference. And so if 91% of us are coming on board and get interested in Nikan because of a product need, we might want to focus on the 91%. And I'm not saying ignore young people, ignore social media, ignore the people that are on blog sites and all that kind of stuff, because we heard from Nadine Staff a few weeks ago that that's what she does. She blogs. That's how she, but she's
right.
It's a cold market business for her. You still have to go after the need.
Well, I have to say that the two orders that I have gotten from Nikan on social media have not been young people. As a matter of fact, they were Minco team members. But when I got in contact with them again, they ordered products.
So it's just yet another method
Right. Connecting
with people. I want to go back so people know, because I'm going to get a question or get a text here any second or an email. Ed Foreman, F-O-R-E-M-A-N, and you know Ed personally. You're a devout follower, so to speak.
I am.
and the thing is that I love about Ed is he looks at life as the way that life should be looked at, the balance that we can have. And again, going back to the way you start your day every day, we have the option of choosing every day. It's either going to be a terrific day, or it's going to be a not-so-terrific day, or it's going to, using a little bit of younger terminology, it's going to suck. It's going to be really, really bad. We get to choose every single day.
Every day.
And if you can get a hold of this and get it in, I know some of us go through really, really tough times. And Liz, you've gone through some tough times yourself. But approaching 80, I mean, that's 8 decades of being here on this earth and being extremely blessed. You've been living this. Tell us a little bit about why. And I feel like I go into commercial mode when I ask this question. Why is coming to San Antonio, other than the fact that they get some amazing hospitality from people like yourself and some wonderful food, I mean, Tex-Mex is like second to none, why should we come to San Antonio in a few months and be part of that annual event?
Well, number one, if you're building an organization, you not only need to be there, but you need to have your team there. And there's a camaraderie. The last 2 years, I've had at least 3 people there with me, and each year, one of those people has signed up and is semi working the business. And but it's just an atmosphere, and it's also, if you're going to do the business, you need to do the business. So if you're doing the business and there's a convention and you're not there, you're not doing the business.
That's pretty plain and simple.
It's absolutely a part of your business. If you're doing a business, you need to do it like a business. If you're doing it like a business, you need to be at the meetings. You need to be at the conference. I hope I don't sound like I'm bragging, but I've never missed the conference except the Florida ones this year.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because I can look back on our 25 years with Nikon as we approach our 25th anniversary date here in 6 months, and there have been some exceptions where we've missed, and I can go back starting in 1994, and every year except for two, making the big annual event.
Yes.
So that's a lot of conventions. Yes, it costs money, but it's the business we're in.
It is.
You know, and I'm sure
you
could
go by yourself. I don't know that it's worth it. I sat for a lot of years, and I don't go by myself any longer.
Well, trust me, it's not nearly as much fun, for starters.
That's the way you're going to get your people on fire, is at that convention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's not about sitting there. And that's what's so uniquely different about, again, I grew up with another company, like you'd said you worked with another company. That was my childhood years. And it's not about sitting, not at an Nikon event. That may be the case with other things where you learn more about the product or you learn about the company. That comes. But when you get around Nikon people, and you just all of a sudden start seeing, wow, these people are striving to live the five pillars of health as well. They're striving to live balance. And getting around people like you, Liz, that's what opens up my eyes and sees that, you know, I can do this. I can do this, juggling all the balls that we juggle all the time.
Right.
Liz, I know for you that it is a juggling act. Every day it's spinning, and I so appreciate the fact, number one, that you took a few minutes to share with us. And encourage people to friend you on Facebook. Again, Liz Coker, L-I-Z, last name C-O-K-E-R. And check it out. This is not rocket science. Again, if Liz can do it at approaching 80, all of us can do it. There should be no excuse.
I would like one more thing along the positive line, Vance. Just briefly, there was a news article in Newsmax magazine this month. And it sponsored, I mean, it featured 16 people over 100. And if you have the opportunity, look up Newsmax and see if you can see that article, because all 16, their attitude was part of the reason they got there.
So 16, what they call centurions.
The oldest one was 117.
Holy smokes.
And the youngest, I believe, was 101 of the over the century olds that they had on there and they featured. And all of them talked about eating well. And it was just a really, really interesting article.
Well, I appreciate that. Again, it's called Newsmax. And The article is about 16 people who are called centurions. And let's learn from these people. That's, Andy Andrews, my favorite author, talks about that, being strung out on drugs, being homeless, and a mysterious person introduced him to the wisdom of the ages and introduced him to the concept of what's called a library. And he said, these people, you don't have to pay them, but they will mentor you. They will teach you. You just have to get to know them. And people like Abraham Lincoln, people like King Solomon, people like Joshua Chamberlain, these are people that in his book, I just forgot the title of the book, and I'm looking up on my bookshelf right now, The Traveler's Gift. If you want to read a book that'll change your life, that one changed Stacy and I's life 20 years ago. It was a gift from a friend. But you learn about these people, and you learn about people like Ed Foreman, and you learn about these 16 people who are centurions, and let them teach us their wisdom. So, Liz, I would like very much if we can change it up in the future. In a few weeks from now, we'll get a date. You and I will set, and we'll just open up the line, and let's let people ask you questions rather than me interview and interrupt you. Because that's the biggest complaint I get. Vance, why don't you let these guests talk? Well, I am. But you bring out so much, so many good things. But let's do that. I'm going to let you get into your Texas day and enjoy those triple digits.
That's hard to enjoy, but we will.
You're going to hate me when I say this too, Liz. This week, we Stacy had the opportunity to sit down with a couple that, and we're kind of, don't want to get the cart before the horse, but a few years from now, we're planning on relocating to Africa, and we don't know exactly where, but we found out that this particular city in Kenya, where we're looking at, just right now looking, the average daily temperature year-round, 71 degrees.
Wow. Well, I was outside eating this morning, and it was 73, and believe me, it was nice.
So, Liz Coker, again, from Bastrop, Texas, has been our guest. And if you have somebody that you think might relate to Liz's story, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. Again, that's www.SaturdayAMLive.com. Just, it'll automatically default right to the blog, and you'll see Liz's story is the top one. They're all in chronological order. I encourage you to utilize that website. That's why Steve Profoot takes the time that he does to post everything there. And Liz is—it's the stories. It's the stories of people like Liz that really, really get people to, you know, to go, oh man, I, you know, 18 years after, you know, back pain because of a major, you know, car accident. There's a lot of folks out there that are hurting like that, and you know, some hearing Liz's story could be the thing. So take advantage of it. So Liz, thank you very much. I'm going to let you get into your day. You're welcome
Thanks.
To stay on the line or just pop off. But I want to open up the line here in a couple seconds. Let me do something right quick.